What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. I'm Matthew Atkins. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Foul Ball Area. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to me ramble on about my thoughts about baseball for the next 15 or 20 minutes or however long this episode ends up being. I do appreciate it. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, go ahead and check it out while you're here at foulballarea.com. Check out last week's episode about spring training, how that was getting underway. Manny Machado signed his contract with the Padres. A lot of big things happened last week that I talked about on the podcast, so go ahead and check that out while you're here, while you're at foulballarea.com, and take a look around the rest of the website, see what else we got going on here at foulballarea.com. Got some, you know, all the old podcast episodes, got some other RCBL stuff from the past summer, got some other work that I've done for other various media outlets, so go ahead and check that all out while you're here. Now, I think we should all take a moment just to kind of relish in this episode and celebrate it, because this is the first time in a long time that I've been able to do an episode in back-to-back weeks. And I'm really proud of that because I've been extremely busy over the past couple of weeks and even the past couple of months, and I haven't gotten around to putting out a podcast in back-to-back weeks. So the fact that I'm able to sit down and do that this week, I'm proud of that. And I think we have a good episode today. It should be a good podcast full of great baseball talk, because there's some pretty big news that came out just yesterday. Bryce Harper finally signed with a Major League Baseball team for the 2019 season, and actually a lot of seasons after that, but we'll get to that in just a second. That's the biggest news that came out this week, and the biggest news of the offseason, really. Everyone's just been waiting for it to happen, and it finally came out yesterday. I was actually sitting in class, not paying attention because it was a boring class, and I was scrolling through Twitter, and I see a tweet from John Heyman that just said, all it says is, breaking, Harper to Phillies. And I'm like, I mean, there have been rumors all offseason that he was going to sign with the Phillies. There have been rumors going on for the past 5 months that negotiations are heating up or talks are gaining momentum. They're this close to a deal. They're very close to signing a contract. And it just, that it never happened. It never came out that it was official. And so John Heyman tweets out, breaking, Harper to Phillies. And I'm like, I don't know if this is legit yet. And then I see Ken Rosenthal tweeting about it and Jeff Passan from ESPN tweeting about it. I'm like, okay, maybe this is legit. And then it comes out from ESPN and Fox Sports and all the major outlets that Bryce Harper has signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. And then the more details started coming out about the length of the contract, the amount of money. So he's going to Philadelphia for 13 years on a $330 million contract, breaking Giancarlo Stanton's contract record for most overall money. Giancarlo Stanton had a $325 million contract. Harper gets $5 million for $330 million. Over 13 years. And oh my goodness, that is way too much. I think it is a terrible, terrible deal on the Phillies' part. They are going to regret this because Bryce Harper, for a couple of reasons. First of all, as I've said before on here, on ESPN Blacksburg, on WUVT, like this is really what I believe, that these huge long-term mega deal contracts never work out. Recent history shows that they do not work. It didn't work for Giancarlo Stanton with the Marlins. He got traded 3 years after signing that contract. It didn't work for Prince Fielder with the Tigers. He got traded 2 years after signing that contract. These huge 10-year or more deals do not work. It's just not a good idea because you don't know how that player's style of play is going to change in that time span. You don't know if they're going to get injured, or you don't know if maybe they've just had a couple of good years, then their play is just going to take a downhill turn over the next decade. There's so much unpredictability in signing a player for 10 or more years that is not worth it. You know, a 5-year contract for $150 million would be better than a 10-year contract for $300 million. Because 10 years is just too long of a deal, and it's too risky because you don't know how that player is really going to be playing in 10 years. Now, this one's for 13 years, so it's going to end in 2032. Bryce Harper will be 39 years old when this contract ends. So it's pretty much saying that he's going to be a Philly for life if he can last it, if he can last throughout the whole contract. Now, apparently, it's going to have no opt-outs and a no-trade clause. So I said on Twitter, I said that he's not going to make it halfway through the deal before the Phillies try to trade him and free up some salary. And a friend of mine, Henry Scutt, he tweeted back at me saying that there was no trade clause in the contract. But, you know, Giancarlo Stanton had a no trade clause in his contract too. And he ended up getting traded just 3 years into the contract because the Marlins realized that they couldn't do anything. They couldn't pay any other players because they were tied down to this one huge deal with one player that they couldn't sign any other players. They didn't have money to do anything else. So they had to get rid of him just 3 years into the deal. So just because you have a no trade clause doesn't mean that you're going to stick it out for the whole contract. So I think that even though he does have that clause in there, there's a very real possibility that 4, 5, 6 years into this deal, the Phillies are going to realize, hey, we don't have a whole lot of money to pay anyone else because we're giving Bryce Harper $330 million. So they're going to try to find a place to send him away and get rid of his contract. I mean, obviously, they're going to have to work it out with him, make sure he's okay with the team that they're sending him to, but he'll have to waive the no-trade clause, but I think that that will probably happen because I just don't think that a 10-year, 13-year deal is a good idea on the team's part. Now, for Harper, it's obviously great. He has job security over the next decade and a half. He's got $330 million in the bank. It's a great deal for him. I don't know why you wouldn't take that if you were the player, but for the team, not smart. Way too long. The other reason they're going to regret this is because Harper is not worth it. He is a very overrated player. He was so hyped up when he was drafted, when he was coming through the minor leagues, when he made his debut. He had a great rookie season, won Rookie of the Year. And then he hasn't really done that much since then. Yeah, he won MVP in 2015, and he had a great year in 2015, a great season. Led the league in home runs, in on-base percentage, in slugging percentage, in total runs scored. He had a fantastic 2015 season. And since then, he hasn't really done much either. I mean, Bryce Harper is a good player, maybe great, but he's not worth this much money. He is way overrated. He hasn't been consistent enough to be up there in, you know, even the top five players in Major League Baseball right now. I wouldn't put him up there. So the Phillies are going to regret this contract because it's just way too long. They're going to realize that they've got him under contract for too long and they need to get rid of him so that they can sign some other players. And Harper's just overrated. He's not going to be able to produce at the level that you expect from a player who's getting paid this much money. I don't see it happening. But still, when you look at the Phillies' overall offseason, they have had a pretty decent offseason in 2018, 2019. They acquired Andrew McCutchen, Gene Segura, JT Realmuto, and Harper over the offseason, and they extended their ace, Aaron Nola. So that's a pretty good offseason. They have a fairly decent lineup that they could put together going into this season. I think that the National League East is actually going to be a very tough division this season. And I was looking forward to the Braves repeating as NL East champions. You know, they had such a good year last year in 2018. They won their first championship in 5 years. And I thought they were going to repeat in 2019. And now it's looking like that's going to be a really tough task because pretty much every NL East team has just loaded up in the offseason. The Phillies got all these new players. The Mets got a couple of good guys. The Nationals bolstered their pitching rotation with Patrick Corbin. The Marlins, like I said last week, they didn't do anything because they're the Marlins. But it's going to be tough for the Braves to win the National League East again in 2019 because pretty much every other team in the division has loaded up their rosters with free agents and trades, and they've got really solid teams going into 2019. So it'll be tough, but I still think the Braves have a good shot. It'll probably be one of the best division races to watch throughout the whole season. Now, there's another big contract handed out this week that I actually think the player is very deserving of this deal, and that's third baseman Nolan Arenado got extended by the Colorado Rockies. They gave him an 8-year, $260 million extension, and I think this was a great move for the Rockies. I think Arenado is totally worth this much money. He has the stats, he has the track record, and he has the consistency to earn a contract like that. That's the thing about Harper, is he doesn't have the consistency. He can put together his great rookie year, his great MVP season, a couple of good seasons in between, but he doesn't have the consistency that a guy like Nolan Arenado has. I mean, you look at their stats. Bryce Harper's career slash line is .279, .388, .512. So that's good. And then Nolan Arenado, his career batting average 291, on base percentage 346, so a little lower than Harper's. His slugging percentage 539, so that's higher than Harper's. When it comes to analytics and you start looking at wins above replacement, Harper's contributed 27.4 wins in his career. Arenado has 33.1. He's never finished a season with lower than 3.8 wins above replacement. Harper, in 2016, 1 year after winning MVP, he had 1.5 wins above replacement. Last season, he just had 1.3. So when it comes to how valuable a guy is to your team, Nolan Arenado is way more valuable to the Rockies than Bryce Harper has ever been to the Nationals. Arenado has been a better contributor and a more valuable player than Bryce Harper has throughout their careers. And he's played one less season. Arenado is completely deserving of this contract extension from the Rockies. I think they will not regret that one. He's going to be able to play the way that you would expect him to when he's getting paid that much money. And it's good for the Rockies because they have a good core group of guys there in Colorado that they've had a couple of playoff runs recently, and I think that they can continue having success on the field, competing in the National League West, making the playoffs, and maybe even going further into October in the coming seasons. You know, locking down Arenado was huge for them. He is their cornerstone of their team. So keeping him there in Colorado for the next 8 years, that's going to be huge. It's going to keep them in the hunt in the National League West over the next couple of years. So those are my thoughts on the contract signings over the past week in Major League Baseball. Shifting gears a little bit, going to talk about college baseball because there are only 12 undefeated teams left in Division I of NCAA. And one of those teams is right here in Blacksburg. Virginia Tech is 7-0 on the season. They had a two-game series against UNC Greensboro this past weekend. It got shortened from three games because of weather. But a two-game series against UNCG, and they swept them. And then on Tuesday, they had a matchup against Radford here in Blacksburg at English Field. And they hit a walk-off home run to stay perfect on the season. So 7-0 on the season so far. And Virginia Tech is having a great year. It's one of the best starts to the season that they've ever had. They take on Bryant this weekend and then Liberty on Tuesday. So I'll actually be at the Bryant series Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll be the first time that I've been able to catch a game out at English Field this season. I'm looking forward to it because I really want to see this team in action and see how good they really are and watch them play. I'm really excited to see them. They've had a couple of guys get off to a really hot start this season. One of those guys is a junior college transfer, Kerry Carpenter. He's been batting .357 this season. He's got a .471 on base percentage, and he leads the team with a .750 slugging percentage. He also leads the team with 3 home runs and 21 total bases, so a really good start to the season from Kerry Carpenter. I'm looking forward to getting to see him play this weekend against Bryant. And then Ian Seymour on the mound. He's only a sophomore. He had a fantastic freshman campaign last year on the mound, but this year he's 2-0 so far with 10 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, and a .9 ERA. So a really good season from Virginia Tech so far, and it's early. But they've been playing really well, playing at a high level, and I'm excited to see if they can keep it going throughout the season. They start ACC play in a few weeks against Florida State, and I think they have a very good shot at being undefeated when they go into ACC play. Because, like I said, they play Bryant this weekend and then Liberty on Tuesday, and then they play Florida State next weekend. So they could win these three games against Bryant and the game against Liberty, and they could be undefeated when they take on Florida State. And obviously the ACC is one of the best baseball conferences in the country. So it'll be tough once they start ACC play. And I think that'll really be where we see how good this team is this season and can really get an idea of where they're at. If they can really be a contender throughout the season. Because, I mean, they've had a pretty easy schedule so far. And once they start playing conference games, it'll be a lot tougher. So I think that's going to be a real benchmark of where they are this season, is how they do once they start playing ACC teams like Florida State, like Clemson, like Duke. Those will be the games to watch. But it's been a great start by Virginia Tech so far in 2019, and I'm looking forward to getting out there this weekend, seeing how they look in person. Now, I know I've already spent like 10 minutes talking about Bryce Harper and Nolan Arenado and their contracts, but for my something to say this week, I'm going to spend a little more time talking about Harper because I've got some thoughts on this. So when Bryce Harper became a free agent after last season, I was really hoping that he would go to the Cubs or to the Giants or the Dodgers or the Yankees or anywhere outside of the National League East. Because not only is he is a good player. I know I've said that he's overrated, but he's still a good player. But he's also really annoying and a brat, and I don't like him, and I don't want to play him so many times each season. The Braves are still going to have to deal with him because he's going to the Phillies, a team still in the National League East. So they're still going to have to see him just as much this year as they did last year. And I really didn't want that. I don't like having to play against him. I think that he is a terrible opponent. I just think he's a brat. And he just causes problems. And he does have pretty good stats against the Braves. So, I mean, yeah, I'll admit I don't like that. And I wanted him out of the division. And I'm sure Nationals fans aren't happy that he's going to the Phillies. I'm sure everyone in the NL East is not happy that he's going to the Phillies. Because they still have to deal with him. They have to deal with his antics and with his complaining and his whining. And I'm really annoyed that we're still going to have to play him so many times each season. But one thing that is interesting is the opening day matchup is Braves at Phillies. So that'll be an exciting game to watch because we get to take him on in the first game of the season. So I'm just really upset that Harper is still in the National League East. Doesn't make me happy. That's all I've got on this week's episode of Foul Ball Area. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that, my little rambling and rant on Bryce Harper and how he's way overrated and now way overpaid. I'll be back next week with more thoughts on Bryce Harper, and hopefully we'll have Tyler Bocock on the podcast talking about his thoughts. I know he pretty much agrees with me, thinking that Harper does not deserve this huge contract. But thank you for listening to Foul Ball Area. I'm Matthew Atkins.